Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. My goodness, in Indonesia, they are praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The church is coming together over there. This is a Muslim nation. Mm. A Muslim nation. It was so exciting. And they have a prayer tower that they have. I mean, you think of IHOP Kansas City, you know, Mike Bickle situation in here in America. And I was like, oh, my goodness, that is so beautiful to see that they have bunk beds and stuff. They pray for really? 4 hours. They get tired. They'll go back there, you know, and get into a bed in Iraq and sleep for a while and then come back out and continue to pray. And I'm thinking, man, that is so, so very, very encouraging. And it's just like a breakout of God moving in Indonesia. And what think about it, it's unity. You know, people are coming together and they are just seeking God and crying out and just asking God to move on behalf of the nation, you know, and they're having these plays, and I'm just, you know, I could see how God is going to move, mm-hmm. you know, in Indonesia. And I'd love to see that again in America. Yeah, I'd love to see that. And I feel like in my heart that the third great awakening is on the verge of beginning to take place, and that's going to be one of the things that happens in that, when mm-hmm. You know, we start focusing just like that. As a matter of fact, listen up. This is CBN News talking about what's taking place. This historic nonstop prayer sweep that's happening in a Muslim nation like Indonesia.
Come on now.
It was a scene never witnessed before in Indonesia's history.
I don't know another nation on earth like Indonesia where the church has become so passionate and united in prayer, but with each other.
Last year, more than 9,000 Christians from around the world met here for a massive prayer event. Led by scores of Indonesian churches, united to see the name of Jesus Christ lifted. Dr. Bambang Wijaya was a key architect of that event.
We can see the zeal, not only among the evangelical or Pentecostal, but also in the mainline churches and the Catholic, that we need to spread the good news of Christ all over the country.
Global prayer leaders were amazed at the Indonesian believers' unity in praying for their country and the world.
The Father is looking out over the corridors of heaven, and he's saying, hey, Jesus, come here, look, 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 look down at Indonesia. Hey, they're really loving each other. They're getting it. They're fulfilling your prayer. Hey, watch this. And he's going, and everything is just going to a new dimension, something we don't understand in the natural. There's favor, there's faith, there's grace, and they're transforming a nation.
A spiritual transformation that Christians here say is bathed in 24-hour prayer. 30 miles outside the sprawling capital city, Jakarta, sits this multi-story building that serves as a prayer tower for around-the-clock intercession.
What does it sound and look like? Come with me.
Wow. 24 hours a day, we're praying for churches in Indonesia, all the pastors and lay leaders. There's not a single hour or day that goes by without prayers lifted up for our country.
Jeffrey Petrus is caretaker of the prayer tower. For 12 years, this simple room with several bunk beds has been his home away from home.
We take shifts of 4 hours a day. When people get tired, they come in here, take a short rest on one of the bunk beds, then back to praying.
Didi Purwantu works with Petrus. He says the prayer rooms are packed with people at all hours of the day. Didi believes the prayers lifted from this place and other sites across Indonesia are shaking the spiritual foundations of his nation.
There is power when hundreds of thousands of believers meet in either small prayer groups, houses of prayer, or prayer towers like this one.
13% of the globe's Muslims live here in Indonesia, making the island nation home to the world's largest Muslim population. Located between the Indian and Pacific Oceans in Southeast Asia, Indonesia boasts a thriving economy and is one of the key political powerhouses in the region.
For years, we've been praying for our government, the media, and young people. We've also prayed for better relations between Christians and Muslims. God is answering those prayers.
And Christianity is growing despite the occasional reports of Muslim harassment. Christians credit the massive prayer movement that's connecting some 500 Indonesian cities with more than 5 million intercessors, with giving them a deeper passion to see the nation and the world one for Jesus.
I do believe there is a power in prayer, especially in the united prayer, like the body of Christ, like this.
And in an unprecedented show of unity, Christians filled the country's national stadium last year with millions more watching on television as they pledged to reach every village, town, and city in Indonesia with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
All of the churches here in Indonesia believe that Jesus is the only answer for the country.
Back at the prayer tower, the intercession continues.
Day and night, weekends and holidays, we'll be here crying out to God for our country and the world. This is our calling, to be the watchman on the walls of Indonesia.
George Thomas, CBN News, Bogor, Indonesia.
It's so awesome. You see how big that tower was, and them praying, and the humility there. And there's two things he talked about a prayer focus. And quite often, people, we just start trying to do it. Mm-hmm. Versus pray and wait for God to move on everybody's heart to do it was a better relationship with the church, mm-hmm. the churches with each other, and a better relationship with the Muslim nation. Mm-hmm. This thing about, if you have not heard yet, and it's probably, if you're listening to this off of the VFN Torch, if you're not, you can go to the VFN Torch and listen to Who Does God Love? If you miss that, if you misunderstand who God loves, you're going to begin to divide yourself from the very people that God loves. I mean, how are you going to reach the people that God loves if you actually separate yourself from them?
Right.
You got to have a relationship. Israel always had a relationship with everything that was going on. You know, Jesus had a relationship with everyone. The only ones he didn't have a relationship with, the ones who chose not to have a relationship with, that's what it was.
Yeah.
You know, it was the religious folks, you know.
Mm.
And it's just so encouraging. I could sense even, you know, where, you know, I thank God for what Mike Bickle's doing with International House of Prayer Kansas City, IHOP Kansas City, which you can see at ihop.org, and what God has been doing amongst us. But there's a new wind about to blow even over what we're doing. I truly see it. I feel it. It's been unfolding. And how it's going to unfold to the next level. And I encourage you to begin to, where you're at, you know, to begin to just ask God for a new wind over your prayer life. And believe it or not, the best prayer that God would love to hear is anything but me, my, I. Right?
Yeah.
Dear God, it's me. And I was thinking, my car, my house, my job, my money, my health, my stuff, things, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, you know what, God? Would you bless this nation? God, would you unite your church? Would you rebuild the walls with burnt stones? God, would you move again? Would you move on the hearts of your church? Would you bring us back to a place of repentance and humility? God, would you forgive me for my sins so that I, like David said, can teach other people your way, not just so I can actually get to heaven. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, forgive me, cleanse me, wash me with the hyssop so that when you restore me, I can go teach other people your way. There was a whole process, and his motives were, you know, I need to be able to be positioned by the grace and the mercy of God to let people know about him.
Yeah. You know, what was interesting about this segment, too, is the fact that the church was able to be united in prayer.
Yeah.
And what a great way to be able to look at that, where the body of Christ can come together. We are so much better together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Jesus prayed, John 17, right, that we be one. And what an awesome opportunity just to come together and pray. Mm-hmm. And there's power there. Prayer changes things.
And not unity for unity's sake, because obviously if David would have unified with Saul, we wouldn't have a David, you know, and then we wouldn't have a Saul. They'd both been gone. If Jesus would have unified with the Pharisees, which eventually he allowed them to be in his presence, they crucified him.
Right.
And, but I think about, like, in Pensacola, you have the Pensacola House of Prayer with Arnie McCall and what God had laid on his heart and how diversity is happening in that prayer ministry there. And he's just laboring, and they have 7 days a week. They have, you know, worship and prayer happening there. And it just takes those kind of labors to be able to do something like that. And we've been laboring for years, you know, wanting to walk that out in view of God's mercy and because of his grace. And what it is this, it's like somebody says, you know, we need to pray, and I'm first to go to a break, but listen, we just need to pray more. The thing about it is like, if prayer is having a conversation with God, the question is, who we've been talking to? If all of a sudden it's like, okay, let's talk to God again. I think we need to talk to God again and listen to him. And it's like, what we're really saying, let's get in relationship to God again. Let's tap into his heart, which you do in a close relationship, and begin to walk out his will here on earth.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.